Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's G&D here on The Fan. A special warm welcome to our Richmond audience listening on 910 The Fan. Some you guys just go 910 The Fan. I like 910. It sounds more formal. That's how I feel. Kick off your future with the law firm of Condorian Murat, the official Grant and Danny Show sponsor, who can help protect your assets by updating your will and trust. Schedule a free estate. I keep wanting to say estimate planning. The word's estate. It's sitting right there. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys by visiting kmlawyers.com. Mention G&D and score yourself a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We're going to talk about the NFLPA survey here in a moment's time. But I want you guys to weigh in at 800-636-1067. That's a telephone number. Talk to Ryan, then talk to me. Adam Schefter tweet this morning. Pretty simple. He says, in my best Schefter, attending his first combine as the Washington Commanders owner, Josh Harris has sat in and taken part of each of the six interviews that the team has conducted with the top quarterback prospects in this draft. Most owners don't attend the combine. Harris is not only in Indianapolis, but a part of the quarterback interview process. I think that's bad. Again, I'm not suggesting anything crazy. I just don't think this is the right thing to do. It's balls and strikes. So the analogy or the way I tried to explain this at the top of the show, for folks that are just tuning in, is this. Generally, what happens is when we like somebody, we give them a pass on things. If this guy, Josh Harris, had a bad track record, if he was David Tepper, if he was Mark Davis or Jim Irsay or Woody Johnson or Michael Bidwell, Janice McNair, Jimmy Haslam, and you found out they were sitting in on quarterback interviews, you would lose your mind. A, because if you were fans of those teams, you wouldn't like those guys. Trust me on that. They're bad owners. B, they've got a track record of messing up. So then we go, I don't want a meddling owner. And again, I'm not accusing Harris of meddling. I have no idea. Meddling only, we accuse someone of meddling when their moves don't work, right? If, I pointed this out earlier, if Stupid Snyder, if all of the times that he stepped in and was like, we're getting Albert Haynesworth, and that had been great, we wouldn't hate him. If he had made all these moves and stepped in Jeff George had been better than Brad Johnson and it was smart to fire Marty Schottenheimer, and the next guy was great. Whatever all the mistakes, you guys lived through them. You know all the history. If that had happened, we wouldn't think of Snyder as this meddling owner, this disinterested micromanager that couldn't bother to learn anything but would swoop in and make a yacht pick at the last second. We didn't want Snyder, a.k.a. the owner, involved in football stuff. What was the mantra? Hire football people and let them do football stuff. You got a football guy. He's handsome as all hell. He's got great hair, steel blue eyes that look right at you while he's evaluating the football guy. You got Peters, bro. You got Lance Newmark from the Detroit Lions. I don't want my owner asking quarterbacks questions. Pretty simple. Balls and strikes on that. That's all I got. I'm not angry. Let's go to Ian in Vienna. Been very patient. Thanks, buddy. Ian, what's up, man? You're on the fan.
So I have the opposite opinion of you. I'm not a Josh Harris fan. I haven't seen enough to be a fan of him. And I think we constantly are comparing Harris to Snyder, and I think that's a false move. We have to compare Harris to the current ownership groups in the NFL. But where I'll disagree with you is, given the importance of what the quarterback position has taken on in the NFL, it doesn't matter who the owner is, who the GM is, who the head coach is. You find that franchise quarterback in the top half of the first round, that is the franchise changer. Mm-hmm. So I would have an issue if he was the key decision maker, et cetera. But I have no issue if he's part of the process. And of course, I agree that people work backwards. If it were Snyder, people wouldn't like it. People tend to like the new guy. They're going to give him a pass. But I think given the importance of the position and his importance and role in this franchise, him being a part, which is all we know, and perhaps asking a few questions of the player, I don't have an issue with it. If we do find out that 2 months down the road that Peters and Quinn and Kingsbury wanted Daniels, but Harris liked Drake May, yeah, then we have a huge problem. That's the nuclear scenario. Mm-hmm. But him being a part of it at this stage, it doesn't bother me because I just think the NFL quarterback is just too important.
So it's such outside
importance.
Everybody
being involved. Yeah, thanks.
All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call as always, man. Thanks for holding. So, again, I'm weird. I could just stop right there. You guys would be like, yeah, you're pretty weird dude. Ryan and Darius are both nodding, by the way. Thanks for the support, guys. Any hoodles? Yeah, I know I'm weird. I see things differently than everybody else does in a lot of cases. Doesn't make me smarter or better. I just do. I see things in a weird way. I work back, not from, well, let's see how this goes. I don't do that. I go, if you have I think of these as equations, right? If you've got this variable and that variable, it might turn out fine. I don't want to have that equation happen. That didn't make a lot of sense. Let me try it a different way. To me, let me try this one. We have a rule in these United States of America, right? We don't like illegal searches and seizures. That is something that is a constitutional right for people, okay? Now, I want you to imagine the worst person in the world, a terrible dude that we know, just don't ask me how I know, but we know, has committed all sorts of crimes, is a terrible dude, just deserves to be locked up. And let's say the time that you search this person's home, nothing to be found. You wouldn't want a police officer to drop evidence there, would you? Of course not, right? That's like movie stuff. You wouldn't want that. That's my point. Just because we get the result we want, the process has to be good. It has to be. Josh Harris is Mr. Process. You see what I'm saying? Like if he leads us to the better quarterback option somehow, like let's say they take Drake May and, you know, Dane Daniels falls on his face at some point and May's a Pro Bowler, we'll go, see, that was great. No. Because now we have a precedent. I don't want that. I want the correct 100% at all times process that doesn't include the owner sitting in these meetings interviewing players. Nobody does that for a reason. The empowered football guys should be doing that. Josh Harris has a much larger role later on down the line. When the football guys are debating, he needs to be there leading that discussion. Again, I told this story before the break here, but for folks just tuning in, I've had a number of jobs throughout my career. I had one job where I was with the Department of Defense working as a government contractor. I remember being in this one meeting. I had no role. I was just an underling, but it was important stuff that was being decided among several people. There were opposing sides pitching the big boss, and the big boss acted as a district attorney, like cross-examining witnesses, forcing everybody to acknowledge the risks, to defend their position, to go beyond just this is my gut feeling with data and supported facts and everything. I remember being blown away by that and thought to myself when I left that meeting, that's what leadership is, right? That's what leadership is. He valued everyone's opinion, but he wanted to have all the information to make the best possible decision. That's normal. That's normal. So when you're hiring Adam Peters, yep. When you're hiring Dan Quinn, yep, he's involved. I get it. Be the sounding board. Not here, not at this phase. There's a reason nobody else is doing that. Let's go to Shane in D.C. Shane, what's up, buddy?
Commander Danny. That's who you are, Commander Danny.
What do you say, pal?
Commander Danny, buddy. Hey, look, I got a problem with it. Here's the thing. That'd be like me working on one of my data centers, right? And the owner come in and telling me, standing over my shoulder, I don't need to. That's why you hire these people, to do their job. I understand he's about to give the keys over to a $6 billion organization, if you will. But here's the thing. You have people that you trust that you pay very high salaries for that reason. If that's the case, why do we need a GM? Why do we need all this that you just went through, all this hiring? You got to go through the chain of command, and he needs to not meddle. And is he meddling right now? No. But you know what? It's like a double sword. I get what he's doing, too. I would want to sit down and have a conversation with a young man that I'm about to give $6 billion franchise over to for the next couple of years. I want to see if this guy's headstrong or anything like that. That he can do. But you know what? Being at the combine and all that, no, I 100% disagree. I think he needs to focus on his day-to-day activities, running the business, instead of looking at scouts. That's what you got scouts for.
Shane, appreciate you, buddy. Let's go to Alex in Atlanta, listen on the Odyssey app. Shane, Alex, what's up, bud?
Hey, great. First of all, I met you at the By Danny thing at the brewery, and you are very handsome. So
oh, that's,
I want you to know
there
that.
We go, Alex. That's what I'm talking about. I'm Danny, by the way. You knew you were talking to me, not Grant.
Did I say Grant? I'm
you
sorry.
Did. That's okay, buddy. It happens all the time.
I'm sorry. I was leading into my point is that I agree with you 95% of the time. I don't agree with you on this one.
Please.
We don't know. Yeah, and the reason why, and the earlier caller said it, is because the quarterback, it's not like we're picking five and he's sitting in talking to Joe Alt, right? It's he's the face of the franchise. He's the guy. I think it's okay for him to be in there. And the most dangerous words in the English language are, it's the way we've always done things. So if he's okay, if he wants to change paradigm and just sit in and see and maybe rattle the guy and see how he answers the questions, I'm fine with that. Now, if he comes in and comes over the top and overrides Peters, then I'm with you 100%. He hasn't done that yet, so I'm going to give him the leeway until he does something that pisses me off.
Makes sense.
That's all I wanted.
No, appreciate it, Alex. Yeah. Thanks for holding money. It was nice of you. I want you to imagine in Chicago right now, they got the number one pick. You might be familiar. They find out today that Virginia Hallis-McCaskey is sitting in with Ryan Poles on GM meetings. Not just sitting in to observe, but asking questions. What do you think they would say? Think about that. That's kind of my point, right? I know I'd prefer Josh Harris to Virginia Hallis-McCaskey, by the way, as an owner, because he's got a lot of sports ownership under his belt, and I'd like the way they've done things to this point. I still do, by the way, very net positive. For those of you that are thinking this is just me ripping the owners just because it's fun and easy to do, no. I'm still very, very high on the Harris ownership group. I am a fan of theirs. I just happen to disagree with this. That's all. Let's go to Tyrone, Upper Marlboro. Tyrone, what's up, bud? You're on the fan.
Hey, what's up, Dan?
Hey,
how you doing today?
Good, pal. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Let me just preface this real quick. I'm 44 years old, so I experienced the Joe Gibbs era.
So am I, Tyrone. We're 40. When's your birthday, buddy? When's your birthday?
December 26th.
I'm an August guy. 4 years your senior, but 44. It's a weird. It's our Riggins year, man, and nobody cares.
Right. I hear you. So this is the way I equate it to. I think my fellow fans like yourself and some other folks. No, not. But I think this is being over exaggerated. Almost equated to a scorned woman who's been in a toxic relationship with a bad man. And when she gets a good man, she looks for the sky to fall. Mm-hmm. Like, this is too good to be true. So we kind of look for little things to kind of, I don't want to say complain about, but, you know.
No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. No, I get
like,
you, buddy.
I open the door for you one day, and you're like, oh, see, I knew it. I knew it was too good to be true. And he
right.
opened the door for me. So I feel like this is a fan base that's scorned. I get it. You know, because for example, when I hear callers call in, they still talk about back in 2000 when we signed Deion Sanders and stuff. Like, that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, 24 years ago.
And we still talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we still talk about it because we've been abused and we've been in toxic relationships. So I'm not worried about it. You know, that's just my take on it.
No, I appreciate it, dude. Thanks. Appreciate you making the call. So people have used that analogy a couple times. I don't mean to be trivial about it, but people that have gone through something bad enough that you expect a bad thing. I want to be clear, I'm not doing that. I am not saying that this nothing will ever work because Josh Harris is doing this. I am far, far, far from that. There's a lot of track record that's yet to be established of things not working to such a high degree before I declare this ownership group, you know, incapable or bad or anything else. They are far from it at this stage. They've been really, really good, in my opinion, to this point. Everything that they can control has improved. And it's a reasonable mind can disagree with how much. I am a fan of these guys. I want to make that very, very, very clear. We got a long way to go before I'm out or upset or anything else, okay? Simply saying, this particular set of actions by Josh Harris is something that if you asked me, Danny, I really value your opinion. What do you think about me interviewing quarterbacks? I'd say Mr. Harris or Josh, whatever he prefers, probably Josh. He's a regular dude who happens to have a lot of money. I'd say, Josh, I don't think you should do that. You'll have a chance to talk to these guys later on. You should be a sounding board for your football professionals. To me, this is not where you are best served. This is not where you should be applying your energy and your strength. You have empowered smart football people for these kinds of purposes. You got them. Let them do it. Let them take those 15-minute interviews at the combine. Okay? You don't have to do that. You'll get a chance to go to dinner with these guys. You'll have a phone convo. You'll do a face-to-face on site visits. However you want to do, you make the time, you'll be able to. I don't think you should be doing this because I wouldn't want, if I was a fan of the Lions, I wouldn't want Sheila Ford doing it. I wouldn't want Gail Benson in New Orleans doing it, Shad Khan in Jacksonville, David Tepper in Carolina, Jim Irsay, Mark Davis, Woody Johnson, Stephen Ross, Michael Bidwell, Janice McNair, Dean Spanos, Jimmy Haslam. I ripped off a bunch of owners there. Do you want your owner involved in personnel decisions? A lot? No. So, that's kind of my applicable rule here. I wouldn't want you to do that, sir. Again, you're doing a bang-up job, and thank you for everything. Lou in Waldorf. They're not booing. They're saying Lou. What's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy? How you doing today?
Good, pal.
I'm with you, but I would want the owner there, and this may be an indication that a reason why he's there, because what if this GM has decided that Caleb Williams is a very, very special pick and we need to give up a lot to get him? Well, the owner's probably like, look, I got to evaluate him if you want me to sell the farm to get him, because we just went through that shiny object with RG3 and there was some character flaws there and teammate issue flaws there that he has to evaluate. So I'm with you, but I understand it. That's
interesting.
My thing.
Lou, thanks, buddy. So a couple dominoes have to fall for that to be the case. I don't want to speculate as to that. And even still, let's say, again, Adam Peters comes back from the combine, having spoken to Cliff Kingsbury, and then he's talked to all the quarterbacks, and he's going to tell Josh Harris, this is what we have to do. There's still plenty of time for conversation on that front, even without Josh Harris sitting down and trying to glean something from a couple of questions over 15 minutes at the combine.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But I mean, I see the scenario you're talking about, but I just don't think that would require Josh Harris to be one of the only owners at the combine and definitely the only owner sitting in on quarterback interviews. Let me find somebody that is mad at me. Ernest in West Virginia. Ernest, what's up? You're on the fan.
Am I mad at you, John, Danny?
You sound furious with me, Ernest. What's up, buddy? What's on your mind?
I'm not mad at you. But look, I kind of disagree on this one.
Wool out.
Because it's, I mean, look, we're in the DMV, the area of politician. We always want to find something to nitpick on. And I mean, it's your job to find something as a radio host to find something to talk about. I understand that. But, you know, this is really not that bad. I mean, if I was the owner, maybe I would do the same thing. I might want to say that. I may not say anything. And that's all we know. I mean, that reporter didn't say he said anything.
Well, to clarify, Ernest, though, real quick, I'm going to let you go again. Yeah. But Schefter did. He said he's participating. If he was observing, I'd go, he's observing. That's cool. Because he's never, you know, sat through any of these processes, has never heard about these conversations before, wants the rhythms of it. He's participating. He's asking questions.
But what does that participating mean? I mean, that could be a general statement, participating. I mean, what? He's participating in helping to move the chairs around or something?
Right. He's participating in room arrangement. Ernest, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you making the call. Again, I'm going to read this one more time. Josh Harris has sat in and taken part of each of the six interviews that the team has conducted with top quarterback prospects in this draft. Most owners don't attend the combine. Harris is not only in Indianapolis, but a part of the quarterback interview process. That's a big distinction from observing. If he's observing, I'd be like, how cool is this dude who just wants to see how this works to gather as much information as possible? Again, I hopefully you guys are hearing in my tone. I'm not doing what I would have done with like Ron Rivera making a stupid call or something like that. This is hey, I disagree with this. I don't think this is the right thing to do. And I think most folks are going, it's fine, because they like Josh Harris. Let's go to Kenny in Greenbelt. Kenny, what's up, man? You're on the fan.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, dude.
I just want to say real quick, I feel like everybody's overreacting. I think Josh being in the war room, being in the draft
quarterback interview room, yeah.
It's not a problem. Yes, it's not a problem because it's his first draft, so he probably wants to see how everything's being ran. I mean, maybe he's asking a couple questions, but I mean, I know he's gonna, you know, put all his money on what Peters say, and he's gonna, you know, go with that pick.
I hope so, buddy.
I'm sure that he really wants to see what's going on. He really just wants to see what's going on.
And Kenny, I hope that's the case. By the way, I would love for some further clarification reporting that's how this has gone. If you guys have seen that, Darius Ryan, anybody out there, hit me up at Funny Danny on the Twitterverse. If it's just to clarify, all he's doing is observing and he just wants to see, fine. Let's go to Ron in Richmond. What's up, buddy?
Hey, my friend. I think you're overreacting here. Couple things. One thing, you guys don't listen during these press conferences because when he brought Quinn in and he and the general manager were shutting down all three of them, the first thing they said is we're going to collaborate on these decisions. So they gave you an idea what was going to go on.
So Ron, wouldn't that include? Why does that necessarily include him being the only person as an owner to interview players at the combine? Collaboration. There's plenty of time before the draft for them to collaborate, right?
Well, listen. Number one, we don't know who else was in the room. You see, so if it was just him and Adam Peters, then it would make sense because maybe the assistant general manager or Dan Quinn was doing something else. So let's get all the information before we persecute the guy, you know. So the other thing is the man just spent billions of dollars for his team, and he's had successful businesses. So he's hired leaders before.
Are you talking about Dan Snyder or Josh Harris?
No, we're talking about Josh Harris.
Well, because that's what people said about Snyder in 99, Ron. That's what they said. He paid $1 billion, and he's been successful in business.
Okay, one more thing, and that turned out not to be true because he lost.
We know that now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but the other thing is, listen, it was only 15 minutes. It's not like he took, you know, like these interviews were hours. So we're talking about 15 minutes. He's there. He's sitting in there. How much could he have said to this guy in 15 minutes? Now, you can ask one question that takes 10 minutes to answer. So let's not jump to conclusions. Let's find out. I'm sorry?
No, I got to let you jump, man. It's a great phone call. Appreciate you making it. I'm really good at taking a short question and speaking for a long time and ruining entire segments. I'm great at that. So there's a lot of benefit of that out there from what you're talking about, Ron. All right, hopefully you understand. I keep trying to say this to qualify. I'm not persecuting anybody. I'm not killing Josh Harris on this. I hope everybody hears me. This is not me going, you guys, this ownership's never going to work. I am not doing that at all. I believe in them. I believe in the Harris Ownership Group. I think this is an incorrect decision. That's as far as I've gone. We're good, right? Like, if they pick Drake May at 2, I go, oh, I would have taken Jaden Daniels, but I'm excited about Drake May. It's the same level of, I would disagree. I would have done something else, but not a big deal. Again, I've been beating this drum about, I can't believe Martin Mayhew and Marty Herney are still there. I would do something different. I'm not telling you that Adam Peters can't do the job because of that. I think differently on something. That's okay. Still very much in the corner of Adam Peters, of Josh Harris and company. That's all I'm trying to say here. Like, the thing that I don't buy, and again, I appreciate Ron's call from Richmond. He just paid a lot of money. That's the exact thing that people said about Snyder. It's the exact thing that they're saying about David Tepper. It's the exact thing they said about Shad Khan. It's the exact thing they said about name that owner. They paid a lot of money. He can do what he wants. I know that. No one's preventing him. This is not against the law. My point is, I'd prefer that he didn't. The collaboration moments are coming. There is plenty of time for that. They've already collaborated. They'll continue to, and that's good. Harris is a good leader in that regard. You've got a bunch of really smart guys as part of this organization, and I like that a lot. Winners like Magic Johnson, smart business folks like Mitch Rales and Mark Ein, whole bunch of guys that know what the hell they're doing in general in life. They're not going to do a dictatorial thing. They're not going to do some sort of weird thing where they're afraid of having smart people in the room, which is one of that little twerp Dan Snyder's greatest flaws. They've got a bunch of smart, qualified football people. I'm just saying, if you've got 15 minutes with Caleb Williams, let the football guy do the 15 minutes with Caleb Williams. That's what I'm saying. That's it. I don't want any punishment, or I don't want any fines, or I don't want anyone to be upset. That's as far as I'm going. Say, hey, I disagree with this one. We'll move on to the next one. I appreciate all the calls on that. We're going to move on. We'll probably come back and touch on this a little bit later in the program. Really appreciate the input on that. Even people that were so mean to me, you guys. Mean. I'm kidding. That was fine. The NFLPA did their annual survey, and it didn't look real good for Washington. This is not a beat up the football team thing. This is a point of reflection, a point to kind of look behind and then be able to look ahead. I'll explain what I mean next. We're going to give you the opportunity to win. Not one. No, 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 no. Two pairs. So two different people are going to win a pair. So that's two pair. You follow me? Of tickets to Three Sheets to the Wind at Capital One Hall there in Tyson's Corner. Give you a chance to do that. We'll do that at, let's call it 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, right in advance of the old Beltway Blitz, you'll have a chance to win tickets to a Yacht Rock explosion. But it'll be mild explosion. Not a lot of loud noise there, which will be fun. AJ Perez is going to join us at 5 to talk RFK, stadium bill, next steps, what yesterday's pretty momentous vote, I would say, when you add up the fact that it was, Darius, remember the exact scoreboard? It was like 364 to 50, something like that. I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was like the most bipartisan thing that's happened. We're like, if right now on Capitol Hill, someone introduced a bill, it's like, human beings breathe air. They'd be like, objection. No, they don't. Nah, not you or something. They couldn't get that passed. But it was a massive, massive landslide thing. What was the number?
344 to 52.
Yeah, 344 to 52. 344 to 52. It was like the time Ryan played that one elementary school basketball game against that team that they felt sorry for. His team put up like 300 points. The other team put up 2. He still thinks about it. That and a kid who went to the bathroom in his pants one time as a middle schooler. Anyway, where was I? So the NFLPA survey comes out. You guys remember this last year where Washington looked bad? Well, surprise, surprise, they are last again, Washington is. So there have been some improvements year over year, though. Okay, ownership, better. They're 18th in that regard. So let me back up if you guys don't remember this thing. This was the NFLPA conducts an anonymous survey, hopefully without retribution, so nobody can be punished, you know, no names attributed to it, so players can speak honestly, asked to rate the team organization on a number of categories, right? I think there's like 10 or 11 different categories. And Washington is down at the bottom in nearly every category. I'll go through it for you super quick here. Treatment of families, that's an F-. They were 31st on this list. Food/cafeteria, D+. nutritionist, dietitian. This was something, by the way, I don't know if you remember this, but I think Jason Wright and company, I think they talked about this. They were going to try to improve in that area. So I have somebody that was actually active there to help you. It's a controllable thing. So do I want, you know, protein at 2 or protein at 2:45 or 3 o'clock before I lift, after, whatever. They got somebody there now that's helping, which is an improvement. Locker room, F minus. Training room, F minus. Training staff, F. Weight room, C. Strength coaches, A. They scored very well there. They were fifth overall in that category. Team travel, F, 31st. Head coach, C, 31st. That was Ron Rivera, I guess, is who they were rating there. Had to rated him lower. Anyway, ownership, B, which was 18th. So this is, you know, easily a chance, if you feel like it, just to bash Washington, because this is a scoreboard from this past year. And there wasn't much, in my opinion, that this new ownership group could have done to really help some of these scores. A few of them were helped. Again, ownership is one. They've affected the head coach. That's another one that now it took them a while to do that, but they did it. Strength coaches have always been positive. The nutritionist dietitian improving is a big one. That ownership group can control that. I think the food / cafeteria is something that could improve pretty readily, but I don't know if they could have done everything about it this year in terms of contracts and some of the space issues that they've got there in Ashburn. But you'll notice the only other category that is about treatment or about like how interactions is treatment of families. I'll come back to that one in a second. That's where Washington scored very poorly. They were 31st on that list. The other stuff is all facility. Locker room, facility. Training room, facility. Training staff. I guess that's controllable, right? That's a little less facility. That's more personnel. Weight room, that's a facility thing. Those are the categories that Washington scored very poorly in. That's the stuff that has to change. That's the stuff that this organization is hampered by when it comes to performance, when it comes to cutting edge, when it comes to trying to compete against the other 31 teams that are spending on those items. And I know there's a section of our fan base that's old school smash mouth, let's have full pad practices in December. You know, I want canines and dinosaurs and that dog in him and let's bark and hit each other Oklahoma drill. I understand all that. You want toughness. My point is there's science that goes into it now. There's a reason every major league pitcher, if you turn on spring training games right now, is throwing 98 miles an hour. They scienced the hell out of it. It's not just, that guy's got a great arm on him. One day he'll throw real hard. It's now little snots that 10 years ago, 20 years ago would throw 86 are now throwing 99. Because they built themselves in labs. They figured out how to master and go above what the normal human experience would be. We would have just said, well, old Walter Johnson really slings that pill. Watch him throw. Now we build Walter Johnsons routinely. There's science here. They can't compete with a crappy locker room, training room, and a weight room. They can't on the same level. You got to do more just to be the same as everybody else. They are behind the eight ball there. There's not much that this ownership group can really do or could have really done this past year to fix most of this stuff. They improved in a lot of areas. I think the next controllable step would probably be expanding cafeteria, hopefully, you know, better, more nutritious food, et cetera. The other one, treatment of families, is an area where I think this ownership group could really step up here and understand that this is a temporary situation dealing with FedEx Field and you know, some of the awkwardness of having it be so far away from where they train. And a number of things, I think that's controllable. I think they'll step up this year. I imagine when this ranking comes out next year in, you know, early March, end of February, Washington will score a lot better than they did this year. But here's my question, and we don't have time to do this now, but I want to kind of come back to this maybe later on in the program, guys. You'll notice there's no venom in my voice about the ownership group and these numbers. These, to me, are Dan's numbers. These are Dan's grades, Ron's grades, okay? When am I not going to be able to say that? When does this part of the honeymoon end for the Harris ownership group? I'm not there yet. I don't mean to imply that I am. But at a certain point, we're going to look at our watch and go, all right, guys, it's time. I need you not to be dead last on this list. Even though, by the way, the 31st team here is Kansas City, and they win Super Bowls all the time. It must be fun for them. Must be neat. So it's not necessarily a guarantor of success. But they've got Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid. So if you know, I would trade Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid for nice facilities. I'll tell you that right now. But you can't. They only make a small number of those guys. So the things you can control have to improve. When are we going to be able to say, all right, enough, we can't blame Dan Snyder anymore. We can't blame the old regime that never spent on this kind of stuff because it was unsexy. They spent on eye candy. They'll go get you Albert Haynesworth. They'll go get you Jeremiah Trotter. They'll go get you, you know, Carson Wentz. They'll go get you Donovan McNabb. They'll go get you high-priced Harry. But they won't spend on this stuff. They won't spend on these behind-the-scenes hidden things where you make people feel like they're being treated well. They wouldn't do that. When does that improve? And when should we expect it to be improved dramatically in some of these rankings? Something I want to noodle later on in the program. Maybe in the 4 o'clock hour we can touch on some of that. Double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. We'll touch on a couple different topics in that regard. Then at 4, Beltway Blitz and a chance to win some tickets to see a Yacht Rock explosion, but a mild explosion where nobody's damaged. All right? That's next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
So I got a tweet here, boys, from Sam Fortier of the Washington Post. Josh Harris sat in on 6 QB interviews at the Combine, source confirmed, but I'm told he was there to observe rather than ask questions. Thank you, JP.
Tweet.
The meetings were led by GM Adam Peters and included Coach Dan Quinn, AGM Lance Newmark, and others. So this contradicts the Adam Schefter. He's actively in there asking questions. Not only are no owners at the Combine, but nobody else is doing this. Sam Fortier has got reporting that says, my guy Josh Harris there to observe. So, this is my tune changing. Good job, Josh Harris. Hell yeah. Love that.
Tweet.
Thank you, JP. So, what if, like a bird made a sound, what did it do?
Tweet.
Yeah. Yeah. I sent out a short communique on Elon's app. I sent a
tweet.
Yeah.
2022.
What year was I 42 years old?
2022.
There you go. That's good information. I forget what other ones are in there. Is the word 12 in there?
Twitter.
Yeah. Like, to me, the ultimate would be, in 2012, I tweeted on Twitter. Like, that would be, and I had a Twix.
2021.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, we got to remember to start, like, getting, like slipping Mullins, like, a couple bucks here and there. Like, anytime he comes across a word with that TW, you just go ahead and save it for the old Grant Danny program.
Tweet.
Love you, JP. Stop it. Stop it. Okay? Are you done? Don't push it again. I got to do the segment. Don't. Damn it. So anyway. Oh, yeah. I want to clean this up. So my concerns, if what Sam Fortier is reporting is correct, and he's usually spot on, I love that. I take back any negative thing I said. Who's right, who's wrong? That's important. So I was going on what Adam Schefter said. I reacted. I got what Sam Fortier says about the owner. I take it back. I love it. Very good job. All right, so it's time. We do this every day, except for Friday. It's a little bit different, but today's not Friday, so it's not different. Oh, by the way, I got a chance for you guys to win Yacht Rock tickets at 4. That's in about 11 minutes from now if you're scoring at home. Do this every day. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. It's great to have you here on The Fan. I'm Danny. No GP. He's got the pukes. I'm going to get my ass kicked tomorrow, boys. I, old Fanny Mouye, am going to walk in to Down the Line Sports Center in the Fairfax area, and I'm going to play pickleball against professional pickleball players. You can look them up. Leah Jansen, Etta Wright, Rafa Hewitt, Connor Garnett, Pablo Tellez, Dylan Frazier. A group of those folks will be there. I'm not sure exactly who's going to be with me tomorrow morning, but I'm going to Down the Line Sports Center, which I'm pumped about. Their grand opening is taking place today. I was going to go tonight, but I can't because the Purple Team's got a playoff game, and you can't miss a playoff game. They're kind enough to let me come hit around tomorrow and do some social stuff where I record myself, get my ass kicked, etc. I will tell you guys, if you don't know, I'm pretty good. I am. I'm pretty good by like normal dad standards, right? I'm better than most dudes that play casually, and I'm nowhere near as good as some of the guys that play more regularly and more seriously. I have now recently hooked in to a group of guys that have really helped me get better, but I get roasted by these dudes all the time. These are guys that are 4.5s and 5s. I think I'm a 4 on a good day. I don't have that many good days. Point is, I get smoked by these dudes. But it helps me. I like it. As long as they're willing to tolerate my presence, that's all good. Just to give you an idea, I don't know if you know the old pickleball rating system. And if you don't, that's quite all right. Please continue living your lives in blissful ignorance. If I'm optimistically a 4, these dudes and gals are like near 7s because they're professionals. They'll go to a tournament and they earn money from their pickleball performance. You know how much I've earned lifetime for playing pickleball? Nothing. Trick question. I've spent on pickleball stuff. I've spent on my Eula paddle. I've spent on my Selkirk. I've spent on my court shoes so I don't turn an ankle. But
I'm happy, fair to say.
Thank you, Coach. These folks are going to kick my arse. And my hope is they're going to be nice about it and like teach me some stuff while they're kicking my butt. So, you know, have you ever played any kind of sport with somebody that does this? They're so good. Like I played, I think I told the story before. I played with our buddy Frank Hanrahan. We all know Frank, right? Long-time personality in this area. Great dude. Could be a nicer guy. Thank you, Frank. Frank's a tennis pro. I don't just mean like that guy's good at tennis. No, like he like instructs people on how to play tennis better. He is a nasty tennis player. Again, I was doing it for exercise, whatever, but I was okay. Could kind of hang with most people. I would hit like I played against Frank one time. I would hit a dynamite shot. Frank's on the way to that shot that I hit, going, "Great shot, man." Think about that. Think about how effortless that is for somebody to compliment your shot as they're on the way to your shot to return that shot and hit it even better than you hit it. You follow me? So Frank's given me pointers in between going, "Hutsuh, hutsuh, hutsuh," you know, as he's returning, making the tennis exhale sound. He's given me, he's like, "Oh, good feet. Hutsuh. No, slide, you know, catch that deeper in your stance. Hutsuh. Try to hit backspin on that." Hutsuh. Winners. Just pwning me. It's going to be like that. So I don't know how much is open to the public or otherwise, but just know that at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, I'm going to walk into Down the Line Sports Center in Fairfax, their grand opening, and I'm going to play against some professionals. I might come in with welts on my body. They might tag me, Rhino. You know what I'm talking about? A little bit of net play, a little bit of net action where I'm self-defense. I try to get the paddle out in front. They're going to catch me. They're going to give me some hickeys with some of those balls up high aiming for my shoulders. I'm going to get destroyed, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm so excited. I'm really appreciative of DTL Sports Center for letting me kind of come do this. In no uncertain terms, this is the kind of thing where Grant would make so much fun of me, but he's not here. I begged my way into this. I have no place there. They have an exhibition tonight with these pros. they're going to be around tomorrow too. And I was like, hey, local person here on the radio. I love pickleball. What about me being included? And they're being so friendly and so nice to let me swing by. They're sort of making up this little thing just so that I can get embarrassed in the hopes that it garners a little bit of interest. And there's going to be no return on investment for them at all. She's going to regret including me.
Yep. Very limited.
Pretty much, Ron. Respectfully, I don't miss you at all, dude. Can I be honest about that?
Don't even bring that up, okay? Do not start something that's not there.
Well, you weren't there at the Senior Bowl.
Do not even mention that.
I'm saying you didn't go. You wanted a vacation. That's cool if you're the head coach, but you were the president too, or whatever the hell you were.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very limited.
Damn right. That was my point, dude. If Jay Gruden wanted to take a week off to go hit golf balls because he was on the grind, I get that. But you're the team president. You're the boss too. There are no days off for you.
Well, you guys really want to go there, don't you?
You know what? Now that yes, okay, yes. Here's the point. Josh Harris smartly said, I believe it's two distinct jobs. Yeah. You didn't do either one well, guy. And you want days off?
Whatever we decide to do this week, we're going to decide to do.
Yeah, good decision making. That stuff was great. Nailed
Very it. Limited.
Yeah, extremely limited,
Very
buddy.
Limited.
Extremely. It got me fired up, Darius. I pushing the damn buttons. Darius is cackling like the cat that ate the canary, by the way.
Guys.
Okay. I'm good. I'm calmed again. But anyway, looking forward to that tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. I'll have some stories for you, hopefully. And hopefully I'll still be able to walk by the time I get in here. Coming up in about 6 minutes. No, check that. 5 minutes. Your chance to win. 3 sheets to the wind. Yacht Rock Explosion. We'll give those away. Give two pair away at 4 o'clock. Plus Beltway Blitz time. Don't go anywhere on the fan.
We can be eliminated.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.